You are listening to Real World News.
Video statement of trade union after murder of worker in Chile. On February 21st, trade union leader Juan Pablo Jiménez Garrido was shot in the head and killed in Santiago, Chile. He was the chair of the Número Uno union and of the Federation of Workers of Ingeniería Eléctrica Zeta, a company that provides services to Chilectra, Chile's main electricity corporation. Chilectra is in charge of providing nearly 40% of the country's electricity, especially in the country's capital, Santiago, and the central area of Chile. Jiménez was last seen by co-workers on February 21st sitting on a bench at the office while he was going through documents related with trade union activities. Minutes later, another worker, Mario Gutierrez, found him dead on the same chair he had been seen a while before. The following day, he was going to submit claims over labor abuse and unfair layoffs before the government's labor department. The Chilean Investigations Police attributed Jiménez's death to a stray bullet. The trade union leader was 34 years old, married, and had two children. His family will file a criminal lawsuit. In a public statement issued by the trade union of Aceta on February 22nd, his colleagues said Jiménez led a difficult collective bargaining process that ended in December of 2012 with a vote for a strike after failing to reach an agreement with the company. Finally, the trade union's assembly decided to abide by Article 369 of the Labor Code, something that upset the company owners because it implies to have another collective bargain within a year, reads the statement. Jiménez had also filed many complaints over labor abuse and poor safety working conditions. In June of 2012, Richard Trincado, one of the company's workers, died in a work-related accident. The disagreements between the union and the company had recently worsened as a result of the workers' questioning of the kind of safety harness the company wanted to impose on them. It should be noted that the employees are outsourced workers of Chilectra in charge of re-establishing electricity who work in highly dangerous conditions. Jiménez's fellow trade unionists said that he described himself as a working-class activist and identified with the classist, democratic and grassroots unionism with no room for corruption. He was also a member of Radio Popular Enrique Torres that operates in the towns of La Granja municipality. The public statement ended as follows. Juan Pablo was murdered inside the company at the end of his workday, and the Aceta's management cannot explain what happened. We demand truth and justice. Jiménez's funeral was held on February 23rd with the presence of his family and friends. Justice, truth, and no impunity was a slogan chanted by the people at the funeral at El Prado Cemetery of Santiago de Chile. The chair of the Workers' United Center of Chile, Barbara Figueroa, described Jiménez's death as a really serious incident and emphasized the need to do an investigation to determine what happened. Figueroa said the CUT is planning a series of actions with leaders of the Aceta Union and with Jiménez's family. On February 27th, thousands of people demonstrated in Santiago to demand truth and punishment for the workers' murder. As it is usually the case with peaceful demonstrations in Chile, the police repressed the mobilization. In spite of this, Juan Pablo's name was still chanted, and the demand for a serious and fair investigation was stronger than the repression.
You are listening to Real World News.